This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco. Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And oh man, what a show it's been, if I say so myself, Chris. What? What's your problem? Some nights I feel like I'm fantastic, and then there are other nights where I feel like I'm really fantastic. It just depends on the night. Oh, wait. I have to ask for something first. We're going to get to the Kevin McCarthy stuff and myocarditis and the feds, a whole bunch of stuff this hour, but I want to get to something I need to ask for. You remember we had an FBI whistleblower, fan of the show, emailed into the show, said, Jesse, I can't take what's happening anymore. The persecution of the January 6th prisoners, the everything. This has been my career, lifelong dream. I have to come forward. He did. Wife, kids, family, living his dream, comes forward, gives up his career. Of course, FBI, as they always do, just immediately can the guy, give him the boot. We now have a patriot, a hero, and I don't use that word lightly. When you just give up everything to do what's right, again, like we talked about last night, that's courage, man. Wife, kids, great family. He needs help. And I'm not asking you for money. Just stay with me here. He lives in Florida. Daytona Beach area of Florida, Atlantic side of Florida, although I don't know how specific it has to be, but if it's closer to that, that's even better. He wants to do something in private security, investigation, or threat assessment. Private security, investigation, or threat assessment. Resume is a jaw dropper, all right? If you have something for him, or know or somebody who does, or might have something for him, send me an email to jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Try to put something in the subject line if you remember, just that'll make sure this gets flagged for Chris. All your emails go to Chris, and that email inbox is starting to get fuller and fuller as the show grows. So Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I would say, you know, sheriffs or local cops, but that's a no-go for reasons that I can't get into at this time. Private security, investigation, threat assessment. This is a patriot with a resume, a family man. Part of being an anti-communist isn't just defeating the communists. It's making sure we take care of our own when they get wounded on the battlefield. No? Well, one of our own chose to go out and put himself out there and do something brave, and now he needs our help. If you can help, let's help, right? Let's help. And here's the thing at this point in time, because this has happened before on the show, this kind of stuff. I already know you will. I already know we're going to find him something. And Chris, just go ahead and write this down. I know we're going to have a day coming where I'm going to come here and I'm going to say, I have an update. We found something. I know. And if you don't have something or you're not in Florida, because I know we're coast to coast, prayers are always welcome. Prayers are always welcome. If you don't have something, I bet God does. So prayers are always welcome. Keep them in your prayers. If you do have something, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All right? All right. Now, before I get to some emails and this Kevin McCarthy stuff, I interrupted Klaus Schwab a whole bunch. So I'm actually going to play Klaus Schwab here, head of the World Economic Forum, and I'm just going to let it play. So anyway, without further ado, here's Klaus Schwab.
James, welcome. Do you like the island? My grandmother had an island. Nothing to boast of. You could walk around it in an hour. But still, it was a paradise for us. One summer, we went for a visit and discovered the place had been infested with rats. They'd come on a fishing boat and gorged themselves on coconut. So how do you get rats?
Chris, that's not Klaus Schwab. That's from the great James Bond movie Skyfall. All right, seriously, I'm done messing around. I won't interrupt again on my life. This was Klaus Schwab.
We all have to work together. Corporations, of course, governments, civil society, to address the big issues in our world. Of course, if we look at all the challenges, we can speak about the multi-crisis, an economic, a political, a social, an ecological, an institutional crisis. But actually, what we have to confront is a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world. And this will take some time. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process.
Transition process. Deep, structural restructuring of our world. And just so you don't think I'm just doing wingnut radio, Klaus Schwab has Joe Biden and Xi Jinping on speed dial. This is one of the most powerful, influential people on the planet, and the World Economic Forum is one of, if not the most powerful individual group on the planet. When Klaus Schwab calls, people answer. Again, the United Nations has announced publicly they are working with the World Economic Forum for a plan by 2030. Understand that this is not internet conspiracy stuff that your internet or that your neighbor's just going to roll his eyes at you about. This is real. Whether or not your neighbor wants to address it or admit it or accept that he lives in a world where evil is real, this is real. This is happening now, and it will happen in your lifetime. Even if you're getting up there in years, this stuff is happening in your lifetime, and if it's not stopped, it will happen. But what is he talking about? Structural restructuring. We need a structural restructuring. What does that mean? Communism is what that means. Well, let's move past the communism label for a moment and talk specifically. What does he mean? Well, what he means is this. Remember, there are three characteristics. Longtime listeners of the show will know this. Three characteristics that all of your cultural leaders have in common now. All of them. Every cultural leader in America virtually has this. The cultural leaders of the Western nations themselves have this. Klaus Schwab most definitely has this. And what are those three things? The three things are, first, no love of country. Oftentimes they hate their own country, but there's never a love about it. You get so mad about the things Joe Biden does, like I do. We get mad about things Joe Biden does. That's how can he do that? That's bad for America. Joe Biden never gives America a second thought. Joe Biden doesn't care about America. None of our cultural leaders do. Well, why would the CEO of Nike say that? That's anti-American. CEO of Nike's never woken up a day in his life and thought about America. They just don't think the way you think, the way I think. So one, no love of country. Two, no connection to working people. None whatsoever. Just normal people in general. I was hanging with one of my buddies last night, and he runs a little construction company. Nothing major, but it's a little construction company he started a couple years ago down here in the Houston area. And he's doing fine, but we were having talks about work trucks, how he has to add work trucks, and he's worried about the overhead, and he's worried about various things. And we were just talking business stuff last night. And I walked away from the conversation, and it did occur to me, there's nobody, no one, in the entire Biden administration who has a single person in their life who could have that talk with them. Not one. Nobody. So no connection to normal people and how they live. And three, and this is what we're going to talk about, this deep structural restructuring. This is important to understand. Your cultural leaders do not see themselves as civil servants. They don't see themselves even as politicians like you like to think of it, or congressmen or senators or presidents or tech giants or anything like that. They see themselves, as all communists have, as do-gooder rulers of the masses. You and yours, you're just too stupid and too low to understand the things you need. That's why you crave things like freedom. You shouldn't have freedom. Freedom is only holding you back. It's only holding the world back. If you would just give your gun rights over and your freedom of speech rights over to the rulers who should rightfully be ruling this world as kings and queens, then all will be right with the world. You see, in their eyes, and it is important you do understand this, in their eyes, your freedom is the problem. That's what it is. If you would just give up your freedom, or in the very least just be weak enough so they can take it from you, they will set all things right. We have 2 billion, 3 billion too many people on this planet. We've got to find a way to get rid of that. If you would stop clinging to your life and die, then they would be able to... Look, you think I'm making a joke? That's how they look at you. That's how they look at the world. And until you understand that, you will never understand just how truly evil and nefarious these people are. They're not different than Lenin or Stalin or Mao. They're standard communists, only it's more global now than it ever was before. That's why we need to focus on our own country a lot more now. That's why I have personally focused a ton more on buying American. It's not possible to buy American for everything. It's just not. I have tried. I failed. Everything seems to come from overseas. But in the very least, you can buy your freaking shrimp from this country. 95% of the shrimp that you buy and that I buy comes from overseas. 95%. Or you could just go to Biloxi Shrimp Company. You see, they're going to send their shrimp to your front door, fresh out of the Mississippi Gulf, American shrimp boats, American jobs. Oh, and because it's coming right from the Mississippi Gulf, it's the freshest, most delicious shrimp ever. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo Jesse, gets you 10% off your order. Go get the best shrimp ever. McCarthy, House Speaker. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show, and I will tell you this, every single time I hear that song, Half the Man I Used to Be, I remember Mike Bloomberg. You remember Mike Bloomberg? What, Chris? You remember Mike Bloomberg? He's like 4'5" or whatever it is, and what? It's a big deal. I remember Bloomberg on the debate stage, his head barely poking out over the podium, and I remember laughing and laughing and laughing. What, Chris? They did have to get him a step stool, and I was dying. All right. Lots of people were mad. Why? Well, this headline from the Chicago Tribune pretty much sums it up. Kevin McCarthy clears first test in bid to become Speaker of the House. What happened? When you want to be Speaker of the House, you have to be voted in by the House to be Speaker of the House. And if you're super upset about Kevin McCarthy looking like he's going to be the next Speaker of the House, let me explain. There are a couple things that are happening out there. It may not be as bad as you think. One, you do have to understand, McCarthy is better than McConnell. He is. McCarthy is better than McConnell. Did I say McCarthy is, you know, the second coming of Thomas Jefferson? No, I didn't. But he's better than McConnell. First of all, understand that. Second, there are things you can do when you have a 40-seat majority. And then there are things you can do when you have what's going to end up being a 5-, 6-, 7-seat majority. That's what the Republican majority in the House is going to be. And surprise, surprise, you can't do quite everything you want to do when the size of your majority is small. Why did you hear recently Marjorie Taylor Greene, you know, far right-wing firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene, that's what they always call her, firebrand. Marjorie Taylor Greene came out and she supported Kevin McCarthy? Well, that seems like two different worlds. Let me explain. We can't afford, gosh, this just sucks to say. It just sucks to say. We can't afford to lose the rhinos. What would happen? Remember, it's the whole House who votes. If we choose to dump McCarthy in favor of somebody like the people I like, the hardcore right-wingers, guys like, I love Jim Banks. I love Dan Bishop, Chip Roy. I would love Chip Roy. But the people I like, if we try to, let's say Chip Roy, let's use Chip as an example. If we try to take Chip Roy and say, hey, let's go Chip Roy. Well, we would lose so many of the worthless, pathetic, low-T GOPers. They would instead go vote for the Democrat choice because we won't get a single Democrat vote, not once, not one. But because Republicans are a bunch of low-T traitorous scum, they will cross over and vote for the Democrat. So if it wasn't going to be McCarthy, it was going to be a Democrat. So when you see the headline soon, and you will, Kevin McCarthy is the new Speaker of the House, and you feel like taking your phone and chucking it into a lake somewhere before you swan dive off a building, just to understand, sometimes you get what you get. And sometimes you have to accept that's the best you can expect. What, Chris? Chris said, can we at least do something about McConnell? Well, I went off on this last night. And the answer to your question is no. Not yet. Hold on. Not no. That was the wrong way to put that. That was not no. The answer is not yet. Here's what I mean. You are starting to hear opposition to Mitch McConnell keeping his leadership position. You're starting to hear things like this out of Senator Hawley.
I think that this election was the funeral for the Republican Party as we know it. The Republican Party, as we have known it, is dead. And voters have made that clear.
Okay. That doesn't sound good. And I am hearing that there are something like 10 Republican senators, it would be all the names you'd expect, behind the scenes, who are lobbying that Mitch McConnell go. Well, here's another problem we have. It's one thing to not like the guy that's there. It's another thing entirely to replace the guy that's there. And no one's trying. No one's running. That's why I was yelling and screaming about it last night on the radio. Can someone step up and run? Is anyone going to step up and run? Someone step up and run. Can someone step up and run? I mean, you can hate Mitch McConnell and I can hate Mitch McConnell all we want. And frankly, the Republican senators can all hate Mitch McConnell as much as they want. If nobody chooses to challenge the king's still going to be there. Oh, I hate the king. I hate the king. The king's terrible. Okay, well, are you doing a rebellion? Well, no, I'm too busy. Okay, well, then the king's staying. This is the way it goes. I get frustrated by that. You get frustrated by that, but it is what it is. All right, we're going to get to some emails and this myocarditis stuff and all kinds of things. I want to point something out really quickly. I've been telling you about MyPillow and the Giza Dream Sheets for a long, long time. And you know right now I've been encouraging you to buy these for relatives for Christmas time. Because right now you can get, I mean, the best frigging sheets ever for as low as $29.99. That's incredible. But let's do keep in mind, we talk all the time about putting our money where our morals are and putting our money where our morals are. And we talked last night about courage, about how if you stood up to your company, that's courage. All courage isn't running into a burning building. Imagine being Mike Lindell and starting MyPillow, and you start this company, and you get famous because your pillows are just the best, and your products are great, and you get famous for this. And soon before you know it, they're selling your products in Walmart. What would that feel like? You have a product, and all of a sudden, it's in Walmart. Walmart's everywhere. And then one day you have to make a choice between your country or staying in Walmart. And without hesitation, you choose your country. Walmart kicked Mike Lindell and MyPillow out. Do you support him or do you support them? They've earned my business. MyPillow has earned my business. Up to you if they've earned yours. I say they have. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials square and use the promo code Jesse for the deal on the Giza Dream Sheets. Again, great gifts. Christmas is coming. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544. Now, speaking of courage, somebody emailed in and he's got some. Hang on.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and here's a reminder to you, you can email the show if you want. All your emails go to Chris. He prints them out for me. I read them all. Your love, your hate, your death threats, all are welcome. Even your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. You can send them in now. They don't go to waste. You have to email Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. You hear my boy Ted Cruz today? Man, he just always tears people apart.
So I'm going to give you a chance to answer my question again because I started with, do you think it was a mistake to release a violent criminal who turned around and injured two sheriff's deputies and held up a little child as a human shield? Was it a mistake?
Thank you again, Senator. Once again, I consider the issues before me, I consider the Constitution of the state of South Carolina, the United States, and the bond code. And
but, you know, that's not any comfort to the families of the sheriff's deputies who were shot by the violent criminal you released. And you have a pattern of doing so in other cases as well, including releasing one of the people involved in yet another murder of Kelly Honeywell, 33.
I'm just going to step in here real quick. I'll let him finish. How wild is it when you just step back from it and think about this? How wild is it that we now have a nation full of communist DAs and communist judges who are there not to lock criminals up? They've sought out those positions of power to turn criminals loose. Isn't that nuts? We have people in charge of the border who believe it's their job to open the border. We have prosecutors who believe it's their job to not put people in jail. And judges who believe it's not their job to put people in jail, but to turn people loose from jail. Man, how far gone are we?
3-year-old single mother of four who was murdered, shot during a robbery, and you released one of the individuals involved in that. And listen, what I find amazing is the Biden administration claims they bear no responsibility for releasing violent criminals who turn around and murder people. But then President Biden keeps nominating judicial nominees who have a history of releasing violent criminals who turn around and murder people. And every Senate Democrat's going to vote to confirm you, and they're going to go home and tell their constituents, oh, we don't support releasing violent criminals who turn around and murder people, and yet we keep following this pattern over and over again. There's a reason people are very concerned about the safety of their families.
Get out of your blue area. Get out. When I tell you to get out, there are a bunch of reasons for it, but one of them is most definitely, if you're still in a blue area, you are not only surrounded, they're trying to hurt you. Remember, the release of violent criminals to create instability in the society, it creates chaos and instability in the society. That is something the communists have done since Lenin walked into the prisons and turned all the rapists and murderers loose. It creates chaos. It creates angst. And that is the fertile soil in which communism grows. They're doing it on purpose. It's not that they think the criminal might have reformed himself or they're hoping he learned his lesson. They know he's going to hurt you. They know he's going to murder you. They understand that's the point. They want him to. You have to understand the mind of the communist. And when you understand that, you got to get out. You got to get out. Listen to this guy. Jesse, I've been a listener for a few years, and I just wanted to say thank you. Late in 2021, I worked for a large bank that forced all employees to get the vaccine or be banned from coming into the office. My job was hard to do remotely with no office presence. Previously, I had tossed around the idea of starting my own business. I just did not have the courage to do it. Listening to you every day talk about courage and standing up for what we believe, I quit the company in November of 2021, where I made a yearly salary of $46,000 and started my own business from scratch. In 2022, I am going to gross over $190,000 with my own business. I do not say this to brag or to get a pat on the back. I share it as a little ray of sunshine that all this communist garbage has caused and maybe helped someone else to make the right decision. Thank you for your previous military service, for what you're doing today. Please keep going. That is guts. I have told you a bunch. If you are miserable in your city, in your state, at your job, bet on yourself and take a chance every now and then. Bet on yourself and take a chance. I get these stories all the time. all the time. Jesse, look what I did. Jesse, look what I did. Jesse, I took a chance. I quit my job. Jesse, we packed up and moved. And almost every single one of them ends with, best decision I ever made. Greatest decision I ever made. Thank goodness we did it. Thank goodness we did it. You go do it. And I don't say this as someone who's never done it. Remember, I have done it. And I know it is scary and uncomfortable. I have been flat broke, busted, out of work, driving with my family in a minivan across the country trying to find a job. I know what it is. What I'm asking you to do is something I have done. In fact, I've done it multiple times. I've been there. And man, on the back end of it, you might just find yourself doing something you absolutely love, like I currently do. I get to talk to you every single night about stupid stuff. I get to play fart sounds on the air for the entire United States of America. And not only do they pay me to do it, everyone loves it. And I just keep, the show just keeps growing more and more. That kind of thing can be at the back end of taking a big chance. But if you never take that big chance, you don't know. You don't know. All right. Some more. Jesse, you say you won't vote for any Republican that implemented and supported lockdowns. Then that should include Trump, right? Trump is the one who was in charge of 15 days in the first lockdowns. He definitely supported them then. But what's worse is he still does. Just the other day, he was talking about how his lockdowns saved so many people and how great they were. If you're living up to your own standards, Trump should be out of running for your vote by default. Thanks, and says I can say his name. His name is Kyle. Well, Kyle, here's my problem. One, what you just said is correct. And look, even if you're a Trump fan, don't you dare email me and say, it wasn't Trump, it was Pence. Nope. Donald Trump was president of the United States of America. Donald Trump handed the keys to this country over to Dr. Fauci. Don't blame the guy you hate just because you hate Pence and like Trump. It was Trump's fault. Now, maybe you've forgiven him for that, or maybe you could say he didn't know or didn't understand. That's fair. But don't you dare blame someone else. Donald Trump did that. Here's my problem. You know, I don't know who I'm voting for yet, as I've told you. I don't. I want to hear what they have to say about these lockdowns. My problem is virtually every single Republican or potential Republican that's going to get into the 2024 primary supported them also at some point, or did them also at some point. Now, it's totally fair to say 15 days was Trump's fault and Trump sucks. Again, I'll bring this to you. Ron DeSantis locked down Florida too, if DeSantis is your guy. Now, yes, he only did it for a month and he opened back up and he owned up to it and said he'd never do it again. And I like that. I like hearing that. I like hearing him own up to it. And I'll be frank, I'm going to need to hear Donald Trump own up to it before he would ever get my vote. But what Republican can I support if I'm searching for a Republican who had guts during the COVID insanity? And as far as I know, Thomas Massie isn't running for president of the United States of America. There were about five elected Republicans in the country who heard 15 days to slow the spread and said, no, that's tyranny, and that's going to lead to endless lockdowns, and it's going to wreck the country. It leaves me with no options. That's the thing. You can blame him. You can blame FED. You can blame whoever you want. If I'm going to stick with that for president, then I'm going to do what in 2024? Vote for Gavin Newsom? I don't think I can do that either, right? You see my predicament. Well, actually, I take that back. It's not my predicament. It's our predicament. At what a bunch of freedom-hating losers we have on our side. Yeah, I'm not getting into that right now. I'm not even going to bother. Let's do some more emails, talk about myocarditis and Twinkies and the feds. All that is still to come. You know what else is going to come? What else is going to come is you're going to buy a Mantis X system for your father, and you're going to buy it for him for Christmas time, and he's going to get a Mantis X, and he's going to find out that he can practice with his weapon in the comfort of his home without firing a shot, and you're all of a sudden going to be his favorite child. Doesn't that sound good? Everyone wants to be dad's favorite child. Don't you want to one-up all your siblings? Because while they're buying him socks and books, you're buying him Mantis X. Get Mantis X for yourself and your father and your mother. You dry fire practice in the comfort of your home. It's what the Green Berets use. It's what the Marines use in Paris Island boot camp. Go to MantisX.com. You will get better. MantisX.com. This thing is stupid cool. Go now. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. That reminds me, I had this thought the other day, Chris. Have you ever heard the Johnny Cash song where he's reading the Bible verse? I think it was Moses. I think it's an Old Testament one, so maybe you even know the verse, Chris. It was something God said to Moses or something like that. You'll look it up now, but you'll look it up. You'll find it. You'll find the spot on it. I forget what it is, and it occurred to me we missed a huge opportunity. You know there are obviously audiobooks of the Bible. Chris would know this because Chris doesn't read books. I'm not totally sure he even knows how to read. He only does audiobooks. We missed out on a huge opportunity. We should have paid Johnny Cash a fortune to narrate the entire Bible. Johnny Cash, what, Chris? Is that sacrilegious? I don't think that's sacrilegious. No. No, we needed the golden voice. What, Chris? We do have Morgan Freeman. We do. Cash's voice was way better than Morgan Freeman, though. No, it's not better. Don't compare Morgan freaking Freeman with Johnny Cash ever again on this show, Chris. What? Why wouldn't I do it? Oh, I'm not qualified to do that. Not at all. I'm too busy over here.
Changing people's lives.
Dear Anti-Com Shogun, you've said before that the modern communists have rebranded their menu to offer many things to recruit as many useful pawns as possible. They sell fantasies and visions which are enticing, especially to those who think of themselves as victims. Conservatives typically act reactively, tending to want things to stay the same or go back to the way things were, which is hard to sell, especially to young people. What's an attainable vision to sell and work toward as conservatives? If we have one, we can use it to gather some momentum into the next red wave. Matthew's his name. He says, P.S. toast your buns. All right. Let's talk about why that is. Why is it that we are reactive? We are naturally defensive and they're offensive. Well, you can criticize us for that, and I do. We have to get a lot more forward, a lot more aggressive with the communists, a lot more aggressive with our messaging. But there's also something in there that we can't fix. There's something we can't change. Remember, if you're someone on the right, and I don't care about you people, you Democrats who hate listen either. I don't care that this makes you mad. Believe me, I don't. What I'm about to say is a fact. If you're someone on the right, I don't want to use the word Republican because they suck so bad too. If you're on the right, you believe in what? What are the kind of things you believe in? Second Amendment. First Amendment. Limited government. Federalism, these kinds of things, the Constitution, all these are bedrocks to you. Well, that's what America is. To believe in those things is to believe in what America is. You believe in that America. Well, that's supposed to be the only America. Now, let's pause for a moment. Let's rewind and remember, at one point in time, we were in a Cold War with the Soviet Union. Soviet Union was obviously communist. Communism was never supposed to be just for Mother Russia. Communism was supposed to be for the entire world. It was always workers of the world unite. So the Soviets, they understood full well they were never going to take us on militarily. They simply didn't have the economy for that. They could never do it. So they were focusing on doing the things they could do. And the Soviets know more about subversion and infiltration and spying and things like that than anyone else. They're just better at it than everyone else. They did it on purpose. This wasn't some accident. Oh, look, my kid's teacher is a liberal. The Soviets intentionally sent communists and recruited communists in this country to take over our education system so they could subvert our institutions from within. So every single part of what you see today from the left, all of it looks offensive, not offensive, offensive. It looks like they're playing offense, and it looks like they're always on the attack because they are. They're attacking the America that is, so they can burn it to ash and replace it with the different communist America they want. As long as that is the dynamic, to where we're sitting over here trying to hold on to America, and they're trying to take it away from us and rip it out of our hands, it's always going to look like we're playing more defense than offense. And it's always going to look like they're always on offense. What are they going to hang on to and defend? Except there's a catch to that. What are they going to hang on to and defend? Well, they hang on to and defend the things that they have since taken away from us and now hold. And we've gotten to a place as a society where they have taken over so much of our culture that now we will slowly but surely reverse and we will be the aggressor and we will be playing offense because we don't have anything to hold on to. We were too weak to defend it and hold on to it. We gave the communists everything. They're taking everything. We are now going to turn into a much more aggressive group on the right to take it back. Do you understand how outraged Democrats were when moms and dads started showing up at school board meetings and getting mad? You understand how scared that made them and how angry? They immediately mobilized the Attorney General and the FBI. That's how scared they were of it. They were so used to holding that, right? They had eventually taken it over, and we have now a completely communist-run education system, and they owned all the school boards. Yes, they probably even run the school board in your red area. That's why you should run. But they once they had all the school boards, now they held it. It was theirs. Now you are the rebel. You are the subversive, for lack of a better word. You are the one trying to do a revolution on the existing system that will slowly but surely change your mindset and the mindset of your children when you understand that that's what's happening out there. That's what's going on. They now hold things and hold them completely. Once we start infiltrating and taking them back, you'll see them play more defense. Anyway. One more thing on this. He asks, what's the attainable vision going forward? We need to run on social issues a lot more. And I know everyone disagrees with that. You're dead wrong if you do. I will explain what I mean in just a moment. I don't mean defense. I mean offense. I will explain what I mean in a moment. Before I explain what I mean there, I want to get to something really quickly. I know that allergies are a thing. I'm well aware of it. Because I live in Houston, Texas, and I wake up every single day and open up my weather app and I see an air quality alert. Do you have air quality alerts or pollen alert? And I know you go through these things in your area, and maybe as we speak, your eyes are sitting there itching so bad you're ready to get a spoon and dig them out of your skull. Well, before you do that, maybe try one more thing before you dig out your eyeballs. Try to get a 3-pack of Eden Pure Thunderstorms. Because this miraculous little black box plugs right into the outlet in the wall, doesn't hardly make any noise at all, but it does clean your air. They call it a thunderstorm because it does in your home what nature does after a thunderstorm. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3, and what that'll get you, it's a 3-pack for $200 off. You get a 3-pack for under $200. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3. All right? All right. We're finally going to address the myocarditis thing and more emails and more fun. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.